Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this wonderful world of ours. My name is Josh Haston. This is Israel Uncensored on the landofisrael.com radio network. Thanks so much for joining us. It is Monday, the 11th of July, 2016. Hope you're doing well. I'm here in Jerusalem with my main man, Binyamin Breskey, engineer extraordinaire. Hope you're safe. Hope you had a great week. A difficult week here in Israel. We discussed it in length on last week's show. Just to give you a little bit of up-to-date information, the families have gotten up from their shiva. Again, the family in Kiryat Arba and the one in Otniel who suffered the horrendous losses at the hands of jihadists last week, and a very difficult week here in Israel. And as we continue on our path, just Saturday night, another attempted murder, attempted shooting on the road near Tekoa. A father driving with his family after Shabbat comes under fire. Thank God a miracle happened. He was injured lightly to moderately. He was shot in his lower extremities in his car with his kids in the back seat. This is the reality we are dealing with. This is what's going on here in Israel, unfortunately. It's not every minute. It's not almost every day if you figure in the rock attacks and the firebomb attacks and all the other stuff going on. It's horrible, but I don't want people to think that it looks like war in the streets. If you're planning a trip to Israel, I encourage you to take that trip. Come to Israel. Come show your support during these difficult times. I wouldn't change my ticket if you have a ticket to arrive here. Get in touch with me during the week. Josh@thelandofisrael.com is my email. On Twitter, @JewofZion. On Facebook, it's Josh Haston, Haston. Now, what can we do? What are some of the things we can do as civilians? We're not members of the government. Maybe some people listening are. I don't know. What can we do within our own homes, within our communities, to try to make the world a better place? Try to show some love between our fellow Jews. Maybe that's the best thing we could do to combat this terror, those of us who are not in charge of the security. So I want to dedicate the show to making an effort on our part, doing what we can to show unity between Jews. So my next guest on the show, I think he epitomizes that concept of showing unity. His name is Ranan Hirsch. He's the Director of Partnerships Development for an organization called Tzav Pius. And this is an organization I just learned about through Ranan. It's a non-political NGO calling to reshape the threatening, divisive fabric of Jewish-Israeli society by promoting tolerance, unity, and Ahavat Chinam, that's love of your fellow man, bridging divides with focus on high quality, formal and informal education for students from different diverse Jewish identities. They have many programs, including a joint religious and secular schools, kindergarten, summer camps, soccer teams, based on the values of Zionism, Judaism, and democracy. So joining us now on the show here on Israel Uncensored, on the landofisrael.com, my good friend Ranan Hirsch to talk about Tzav Pius. Ranan, thanks for joining us so much this morning.
Good morning, Josh. Thank you very much for this opportunity. It's a pleasure. And exactly as you said, we have a tendency on the news, internally and externally in Israel, to always focus on our external threats, Hamas, Jihad, ISIS, etc. We at Tzav Pius, and before I continue, Tzav Pius is two words in Hebrew. Tzav is a call or an order, and Pius is a reconciliation. We're basically, as the Israeli country is calling the soldiers to draft into the army, we're calling the Jewish people to draft into a call of reconciliation, because we believe that that in itself is a very, very important cause. Now, we have a tendency to focus on external threats, as you just mentioned, and it's very, very sad and unfortunate what happened in the last couple of weeks here in the Gush Etzion and Kiryat Arba area. At the same time, we believe that we do not, unfortunately, have that much control over those external threats. And on the other hand, when we're talking about an internal threat of an Israeli society which is pretty much divided, divisive, there's way too much incitement going on in the media. There's, in many cases, lack of tolerance where Jews do not tolerate each other in Israel. That in itself, and we learned that from the Second Temple period when the temple was destroyed exactly because of those, but that environment, we believe that we have a mission today in Israel to call for reconciliation, to call the Israeli people living in Israel and the Jewish people living around the world to basically understand that we must be more tolerant to each other. We have to accept each other. And doing that, by definition, we believe, will not only make us stronger internally, but will also help us encounter those external threats that we have. And this is exactly what Tough to Use is here to do.
When was the organization founded? How long have you been around? And what was really the inspiration behind founding the organization? And maybe if you can't talk about some of those who actually founded it, I think it was more than a decade or even more. Go ahead and talk about how it was founded and the goals at the time of its founding.
So Tough to Use was actually founded by the Avichai Foundation, headed at the time by Zalman Bernstein, Alav HaShalom. And this was 20 years ago, a couple of months after the assassination of Rabin. In those days, people on the right and left of the map, political map in Israel, and religious and non-religious Jews in Israel, you could feel a severe tension in the air. And Avichai said, this is very bad for Am Yisrael, for the people of Israel. We got to start or a project which will try to deliver a much more quieter, sound message of unity and of tolerance in the Israeli people. And that's when we were founded. Personally, I, at the time, and then 10 years after that, at the disengagement from Gaza, there were advertisements on the news, not on the news, advertisements on TV and radio and buses of Tough to Use calling for exactly the same thing. There was massive tension in the air during those two peaks, 1996 and 2005, and Tough to Use said, this is wrong. We might have our differences, we might have our different opinions, but there has to be a more sound, quieter, normal voice calling for unity. And that's what we're trying to do.
So it seems that the focus of the organization, from what I see here in the programming, the focus is on the children, the next generation. If you can't talk about that aspect of the organization, and I also want to ask at the same time, does the organization reach out to adults as well and try to bring people together, in their later years, parents, secular, religious, do they try to bring them together in addition to all the great work you're doing with kids here in Israel?
Okay, so actually it's chronologically, in the first 10 or 12 years of the organization, we were actually focusing on dialogue between adults.
Uh-huh.
And more than 300,000 Israelis of various backgrounds and worldviews participated in our dialogues. We felt that that in itself was creating an impact, but not sufficient enough as far as we and the Avichai Foundation were concerned. And then about 7 or 8 years ago, we decided that the best way to reshape the divisive fabric of Israeli society is to start from kids and youth. Naturally, working with kids and youth has a massive effect on their families and on their parents. And that's what we started doing 6 or 7 years ago, as you said, in informal education, summer camp and soccer, and formal education, joint schools.
Go ahead.
And that research all over the world shows that basically it's a slower process, and maybe the measured results might take time, but strategically thinking, there's no doubt that when you educate kids and youth, and as again, the families are very much involved in the education of the kids, formal or informal, we know that will gradually change the threatening divisive fabric. And I want to mention, just last night, on Sunday night, we had here our summer camp families night, where the families of more than 200 kids who are members of the first session of the Tough to Use summer camp gathered in the summer camp site near Netanya. And I'm talking about Ashkenazi and Sephardi and religious and secular, left and right, Tel Aviv and Judea and Samaria, you name it. The entire variety of Israeli society gathering together for 11 days in the summer. The American concept of a summer camp is what we do. And it was just so beautiful to see, in my view, and this is actually working. These are people that, under normal conditions, would never meet each other, or almost would never meet each other, not in school, not in the youth movements. Yet we manage calling for reconciliation to get them together. And it's a wonderful thing to see.
That's amazing, and it's not something I think that we see enough of. Glad you had a great night last night. But if you can, overall, do you believe, as a result of the program, as a result of the situation here, and people who like yourself and the organization who are seeking unity, are you seeing more and more communities overall getting together, religious, secular, those who live in Judea and Samaria and Tel Aviv? Is there a trend towards people unified? Because, you know, we go home and we have Shabbat in our own close communities at some points, and we don't necessarily see diverse backgrounds. I'm not speaking for everyone, but I know that it could be like that. That could be the situation in a lot of cases and in a lot of communities. Are you seeing, from an organizational standpoint, are you seeing different types of people getting together more and more?
Yeah, so again, the fact is that since the foundation of the state, the Israeli society has been divisive. And even the education system, which is a symptom of this division, the education system itself is divided between religious education system and secular education system. Now, we know that we cannot change that overnight. But by having education platforms of kids and families getting together, if we're talking about a school, then that's literally on a daily basis. And it's not easy. I'll get back to that in a point. But getting together definitely makes a change. We can see that there's much more friendly circles. There was 3 or 4 months ago issued in the U.S., there is a research institute called the Pew Research Institute in Washington, D.C. And they had a very detailed report on the divisive Israeli society and with very sad findings. And one of those findings was that it's a terribly divisive society with almost zero friendships or friendship circles even between what we call subgroups in Israeli society. Mm-hmm. And that in itself, if we keep it that way, then we know that it's going to sustain and it's going to be maybe even in the next generation. To change that, we got to get these people together on a daily basis, or a couple of days in the summer, then a couple of days in Hanukkah, and then they start their own WhatsApp groups, etc. Religious and not religious, Sephardi, Ashkenazi, etc. Just being friends, knowing what the other thinks, and not being threatened by it, etc. So we are seeing initial results on the ground in our schools and in our informal education projects. But obviously, we want to grow. We want to grow the numbers to really see and make it a dramatic impact on Israeli society.
For those of you just joining us, this is Israel Uncensored on the LandOfIsrael.com radio network. It is Monday, the 11th of July, 2016. We are speaking to Ra'anan Hirsch, Director of Partnerships Development for an organization called Tzav Pius. And if you've been listening, it's a non-political NGO calling on Israelis to unite from all different populations, secular, religious, those who live in Judea and Samaria, Tel Aviv, Ashkenaz, Sephard, etc. Thanks so much again for joining us. Now, the programs themselves, whether you're talking about the schools, informal education, the summer camps, where's everything located? Do you have branches in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv and different areas in the country? How is all this coming together? Where is this actually taking place?
Okay, so thanks for the question. So first, if everybody's welcome to visit our website and the different projects, and then there's also maps of Israel scattered along the website with the locations of all the projects. The summer camp naturally has one location at the moment, and that is where near Netanya, in the Sharon area. But if you look on the where the campers are coming from, then they're literally coming from all the way south, from Eilat, all the way up to Nahariya and the Golan Heights, people from Efrat, people from Gush Etzion, from Tel Aviv, from Shoham, you name it, from Kibbutzim and Moshavim. That's the summer camp. So it's one central location with people from all over the country coming of various backgrounds. Then along the year, the camp itself has an ongoing activity, a couple of weekends along the year, a Hanukkah summer camp, and a couple of other activities, and that's in various locations. The soccer team project, in the informal education project of ours, again, is a part of the Israeli Football Association, where youth is playing all over the country, and there's at the moment about 96 Tzav Pius soccer teams playing in Israel from north to south. And again, the furthest south is in the Arava, not far from Eilat. We have in Yerucham and Dimona and Kiryat Gat, and then a lot in the center of the country, and Ma'ale Adumim has a couple of soccer teams. And then again, we're talking about boys in this case, because girls do not play much football in Israel, or soccer. And boys of various backgrounds religious, not religious. So that's the soccer teams. The schools is also nationwide. The schools are public schools. They're funded by the government mainly. The only thing that we fund is our own personnel going into those schools and painting the right color of tough to use. Now, what do I mean by that? The school can be a public school, which is a religious school, or a non-religious school. And at one point, the parents in the community, together with tough to use, initiate transforming the school into a joint school. So religious and secular and anything in between, and Ashkenazi and Sephardi and more wealthy, less wealthy people from the periphery, etc., they gather together in school. We have at the moment about 22 schools which were initiated and are getting the tough to use approach. There's altogether more than 40 in the country, some founded before tough to use was even on the ground. And we are in increased negotiation phases also with the Ministry of Education to make this a strategic agenda on their table, not just on our table, because the call for reconciliation and unity, it should not be run by just a relatively small organization. It should be a nationwide government call.
So you mentioned the website. I want to give the address. It's Tzav Pius, TzavPius.org.il. Go check out the programs there. I want to ask you, I guess, a spiritual question right now, if we can.
Yeah.
We talked about it at the beginning of the show in regard to the latest wave of terror, which isn't going away. It is still here, very much present on our roads and our communities on a nearly day-to-day basis. I mean, if you're talking about rock attacks, I mean, that's really almost every few hours I get messages, alerts on my phone. But do you, it's again, spiritually, is this the way, what you're doing in Tzav Pius, bringing the Jews together, do you believe this is the way towards stopping terror from where we're sitting? We're not in the security establishment. We talked about it a little bit before, but is this the way if the Jews are united? You know, I don't know. Is God going to look down and say, wow, there's unity here, and maybe this will be a push towards ending the violence? What do you believe? I know it's a spiritual issue.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll try to answer that. Again, I think that the way I see it, again, is that there are things that are more in our control, and there are things that are less in our control. I do believe, as a religious Jew, that the aspect of unity has spiritual aspects, which by all means also shine out on various other aspects. So will being more united actually stop terror? I think that it's hard to say, but I will say that definitely being more united shows not just to us, to ourselves, but to our enemies or to our external threats, that we are stronger. Our national resilience is stronger. We are more united, and it's harder to break us. And that is definitely something that I believe can minimize also terror. I do, with your permission, Josh, I just want to touch on one thing. Is that, you know, on the last 2 days ago, at least here in Israel, we read Parashat Chukat, and I know that around the world they're reading a week later because they haven't caught up yet.
They're still on Korach, right?
Exactly. You just read Korach, but in Chukat, one of the beautiful things that I see over there that I saw is actually the brotherhood and the love between Moses, Miriam, and Aaron. If you think about it, Moses shouldn't have really made any mistakes when he hit the rock instead of speaking to the rock as he was ordered by God. And the only way that I see is to explain it is that one verse before that scenario of Moses and the rock, his sister, his beloved sister, died. And he had, obviously Miriam, his sister, had an immense impact on Moses' life. So he didn't just lose a sister, but he actually lost something much more than that. And that sort of brotherhood between Moses and also Aaron and Miriam is something for us to learn just from this last week's parsha that we read here in Israel. We take that into our daily lives and ask ourselves, do we really practice brotherhood love as we should in this country, in this people? And I believe that there's still a way to go.
That's a great analogy you used there. I tell my guests in 2014 in this country with all the troubles we had, the kidnapping of the three boys and the operation in Gaza. I mean, that was a show of, I believe, since I've been here now 15 years, unprecedented unity in this country in 2014. Unfortunately, it was surrounding horrible situation that we were in. if somehow we could transform that feeling that everyone, I believe, religious, secular, etc., felt that week, and brought it to times, you know, I know we're going through terror now, but when times are better or times are good, I think if we had that sense of unity daily, I think things would be a lot different. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with that. And, you know, we feel that also in the family, in the kids, and they ask myself, what sort of future do I want to have for my kids? And again, it's very hard for us to control the external threats, but it's easier to control the internal threats. And I do want my kids to know that there are different types of Israelis and Jews in Israel and in the world. And it's always been like that. The challenge is to accept it, to be tolerant, and then to provide them with all the guidelines that we can for their future, to keep the tradition, whatever tradition they came from in their own home and families, but also to accept Jews who are different. I think that's a wonderful message for our kids, and that's what we're trying to do. I do want to mention, Josh,
sure,
that at this opportunity, of course, that Tav Pius is naturally, like many organizations, we are always looking for partners. And I invite anybody who happens to be in Israel in the next couple of weeks to come and visit us on our website, but more than that, to come and visit our campsites. It's a wonderful thing to see. And you can give us a call. I'll leave my cell phone number in a minute. If you are in Israel during the year, during the school year, you are very happy to visit us and call us and visit one of our joint schools or one of our soccer teams playing in action to see what this is all about. My cell phone number is +972 54 399 3009. And again, the website, you can send us an email, and we'd love to be in touch with you. At the same time, we will be in the end of September in America, in North America. We will be holding a New York City event of Tough to Use. More information will be on our website as we get closer. We might also be holding something in the Montreal area, so that will be on our website as well. And anybody who's interested to hear more about what we do and ways to partner with us, we would love you to get in touch.
Ronan, one last question before we let you go. Again, the website is tzavpius, tzavpius.org.il. Final question. We talked about, I asked you a spiritual question before. Now, if I could get just a little bit personal, you came from the world of Israeli high-tech sales. How is it now for you personally in the transition from coming from a background of high tech and the business sector and moving into the nonprofit sector, doing what you're doing now as the director of partnerships development for Tzav Pius? What's it like for you with that change?
Yeah. Okay. So again, it's a very meaningful change. It's a big change because the business world, the high tech world, and I was working mainly abroad, it's a totally different scenario, different environment. And I did feel that I have a skill set that can be used to do something more meaningful. Social ideologies and marketing that and selling that to people, etc. So I feel very happy about it. It's very different than what I've done before, but I feel that I am part of an organization and part of a mission which is definitely more important than selling a couple of products or services of Israeli companies around the world, which in itself is very important, but probably less so. So I feel very lucky to be able to make this change in my career, more or less halfway through my career. So thanks for asking this question.
No problem. Listen, I know you were doing holy work before, because then if you're promoting Israeli products, then, you know, number one, it's part of this story of Israel, the startup nation, and it's also promoting products from Israel. That was holy work, and I think this is also extremely, extremely important. As you said, perhaps even more fulfilling than what you were doing before. So I'm very, very happy for you, and I wish you and your organization much luck. Again, Tzav Pius, tzavpius.org.il. Check out all the information there on the website about the summer camps. And we're coming up to a visit to the U.S. this September. Ronan Hirsch, Director of Partnerships Development. Tzav Pius, thanks so much for joining us here on Israel Uncensored on the landofisrael.com network.
Thank you, Josh, and good morning.
Good morning to you. And that's pretty much, that'll do it for today. Here, broadcasting from Jerusalem, just outside the walls of the Old City, I am here with my main man, Binyamin Breski, engineer extraordinaire. Without him, there's just no sound. We would not be able to get this audio to you from wherever you're listening around the world. Get in touch with me during the week, Josh@thelandofisrael.com, on Twitter @JewOfZion, Facebook Josh Haston, H-A-S-T-E-N. Keep those emails coming. I still owe, by the way, Ben, I forgot to read the emails today. I'm going to have to, I still have a few emails archived that I want to read on the air. Blee Nedair, please God, I will do it next week. And as always, most importantly for the listeners out there and everyone, wherever you are, be safe. Shalom, Shavua Tov from Israel. All the best, and we'll talk again next week. Take care.
The objective of Mizrahi is the total revival of our nation in all its aspects. To revive the land for the nation, to revive Judaism in our hearts, and to revive our hearts for Judaism. The Land of Israel Network brought to you by Mizrahi Olami. That's the Mizrahi World Movement.
Have you ever planted a grapevine? What if the grapevine happened to be in the Land of Israel? Not only that, but if you were a Christian planting this grapevine in the mountains of Israel, you would be fulfilling prophecy that Isaiah and Jeremiah foretold more than 3,000 years ago. I'm Joshua Waller with Hayuvel, and I invite you to fulfill prophecy on the mountains of Israel by joining us this harvest. Go to hayuvel.com, that's H-A-Y-O-V-E-L.com for more information.